Welcome to Beginner's Guide to One Piece, Episode 45, Anime Episode 37. I'm your host, Golios. With me, Barker, Bones, and Eisenhoft. And Barker, who is a beginner to the series, will be our guide. Barker, what happened in Episode 37?
The title of Episode 37 is Luffy Stands Up! End of a Broken Promise. And we start, as we often do, with a flashback. This is aboard the Arlong's pirate ship in rough seas, and we're flashing back to Nami as a child after Arlong had taken possession of her. And this is the moment when Arlong made his deal with Nami, where he said, if you can collect 100 million belly, then you can free yourself and the Kokoyashi village. And she said, you really promise? And he said, yes, I never, ever break a deal where money is concerned. And now we go to the present, and we see Nami is confronting the Marines with Commander Nozomi, the Mouse Man. And he is saying that they're going to find that treasure. Because as we learned in the last episode, he's been made aware that Nami's been hiding this treasure somewhere, and he says that since it's illegally gotten gains, that the Marines are going to confiscate it all. And so Nami gets very angry, and she pulls out her staff and fights off the Marines as they are trying to ransack the orange and tangerine groves, trying to find the treasure. So she's fighting like crazy, and then finally Gen-san blurts out the truth that he knows that the money is to save the village. Nami did not know that he knew. It turns out that he's always known ever since the day that she came to town and said she was joining Arlong's pirates. After he sent her away, he realized this can't be right, and he questioned little Nojiko, and he learned the truth that Nojiko was keeping that secret, that Nami was going to try to save the village. And so the whole village has kept her secret in the hopes that it would protect her and that it would keep her hope alive. And so Commander Nozomi is hearing all this, and he's a little confused. He's like, well, do you want me to arrest everyone in the village for conspiracy and theft? Nojiko shows up, and she, basically everybody's yelling at Nozomi to get the hell out. Or Nozuki. Yes, Nozomi. They want him to leave if he will not help. And it's pretty clear that he will not help. We keep getting little hints that he is, as we know from a previous episode, in Arlong's pocket, including that he knows, he lets it slip, the actual amount buried, 100 million. And when they call him on that, he says, oh, I just guessed. That sounds like about the right number. And everyone realizes the truth, that the deck is stacked, the Marines and the pirates are in this together, and poor Nami has been tricked. And then a Marine finds the treasure, and it even has some blood on some of the money, and Commander Nozomi is all happy because he gets a third of the treasure. And Nami is freaking out. She charges at him, and he lifts his pistol to fire at her. And Nami gets stopped by Gen-san and Nojiko, just as Nojiko takes a bullet for her own sister. And now we go to, meanwhile, in the village, Luffy is just sitting calmly under a tree, still thinking about that pinwheel on Gen-san's hat. And he has an idea for a new move, he says. And then he sees Gen-san and Nami bring the wounded Nojiko into town to the doctor. And, all the truth is coming out that Arlong never intended to give Nami the village, and he's working with the Marines, and Luffy pops up and says, hey, Nami, can I help you with something? And he still has absolutely no idea what's going on. Nami grabs him and she's like, "You're still here. Get off this island. Get out of here. I told you." And she tosses him into the dirt and runs away, heading for Arlong. She is clearly out of her mind with anger and going to do some bad stuff. So she arrives at Arlong Park and she confronts Arlong. And he points out, well, he says, well, you know, tell me, how did I break this promise? You know, he didn't literally break it. He just made it impossible for her to live up to the promise. And so he laughs in her face. And he says, oh, just do it again. Collect another 100 million. Oh, yeah. Or you could try to escape. But if you do that, I will kill everyone in the village. So Nami runs off. And Hachi wonders, should they be chasing her? And, you know, Arlong says, no, there's no need. There's no way that she will let the village die. So she's not going anywhere. And Chu says, wow, you're really devious. That was a good trick. And Arlong says, oh, I'm not a demon. After she maps the whole world for me, then I'll set her free. Of course, that could take 100 years to do. And of course, the mermen all laugh. Ha ha ha, evil. Meanwhile, on the trail, we see Usopp, who is now ready. He has heard everything and he is ready to meet Luffy and save Nami. And Sanji looks very serene. And Usopp asks what that's all about. And he's just saying, oh, I'm just happy. I'm just happy to be, I'm going to fight for such a beautiful woman. Usopp's like, that's not what this is all about, love cook. They're supposed to be fighting for the villagers too. And Sanji just tells him to shut up. And Zoro ignores all that. He rises. He says, come on. And he leads them onward. And now at the village, we see Gen-san and the villagers are really working themselves up. They're getting ready to fight the mermen. And Nami runs up to stop them, and she's all like, oh, it's fine. It's great. I'll do it again. I'll just raise another 100 million. It'll be easier this time because I know how to do it. We get a flash of her remembering Bellemere dying, and, you know, we understand, you know, she just doesn't want anybody else to die. But Jen says, no, it's past time for the villagers to fight. You know, this is really a matter of honor at this point. And Gen-san tells her to leave, and so does the bandaged Nojiko. She says that Nami's got brains and a dream, and she needs to follow it. And Nami can't stand it, and she pulls a knife and tries to block them. But Gen-san grabs the blade and then, you know, just... leads the village past Nami. They charge out of the village. And Nami falls to her knees. She's shaking. She just keeps thinking about Arlong's horrible laugh. And finally, she can't take it anymore. And she screams and repeatedly stabs the Arlong tattoo on her left arm. And blood is spurting and streaming. And I'm like, wait, that's way too much. Don't do it. You'll never use that arm again, Nami. But people are pretty resilient in animated cartoons. And then suddenly Luffy grabs the knife hand and stops her. And she doesn't understand why he's here. He doesn't know anything. He hasn't been paying any attention. And she repeatedly tells him to go, just go, just go. But he just won't go. He just stands there over her. And, you know, she's just silently breaking her down, basically, until finally she whispers, Luffy, help me. And apparently, that's what was required, because Luffy takes off his hat, puts it on her head, he steps away, and he lifts his arms to the sky and shouts, damn right! And he walks straight over to join Zoro, Sanji, and Usopp, who are waiting for him, and he says, we're going! And they're like, right! And off they go. And now we cut to Arlong Park. And the villagers arrive at the gates, but they're blocked by a very beat-up Johnny and Yosaku, who tried to fight the mermen and are, you know, almost got killed doing it, and they are now trying to protect the villagers from dying. And they're waiting for those guys to come. Those guys? They're like, you bet your life on it. And then we see them. Here they come. Our four silhouetted heroes walking like samurai. And in the courtyard, the mermen are joking that Zoro's group weren't even worth killing, when suddenly the gates just explode inward, just shattered. And as the smoke clears, we see that it's Luffy. And Luffy says, "Which one's Arlong? To be continued."
Who is Nojiko?
The character in the foreground here is Nojiko, foster sister to Nami. Nojiko has, as we always see her, with her blue hair and a red ribbon holding her hair back. Right now she has a yellow t-shirt on, but she's quite bandaged up because she was shot recently by the commander of the Marines. So she's taken a bloody hit on her right shoulder and is bandaged.
Who is Nami?
Here is Nami. Nami is, of course, you know, still has her orange hair and her green tank top. But here we see her. She is devastated. She is crying because she has just, she feels that the whole village is going to die. And here we see she is wearing Luffy's straw hat, which he has just placed upon her head, which is apparently some kind of a symbol of friendship.
Who is Yosaku?
Who is Johnny?
On screen left, we see Yosaku, and on screen right, we see Johnny, the two bros that have been friends to our heroes for some time. You can see they're still wearing the same clothes. Yosaku still wears his green sweater with his sort of boxer's headgear. And Johnny is still wearing his blue sweater and gray pants and his sunglasses. But you also see that both of them are very bruised and beaten and dirty because they have unsuccessfully tried to battle the mermen and are now trying to save others from the same fate.
What was the setting in this episode?
We began this episode with a flashback to stormy seas and the exterior and then captain's quarters of Arlong's pirate ship. Then we found ourselves at many of the places that we've seen in previous episodes on the island. We are outside Nami's house and the orchard. We are at Kokoyashi Village. In the street. We are at Arlong Park in the courtyard. We are also on the woodland path where Usopp and his compatriots have been hanging out. And then, of course, outside the gates of Arlong Park as well.
What was the combat in this episode?
There was a number of fighting. We didn't see any new special attacks or special moves, but we did see Nami using her staff against the Marines in the orchard. We saw Commander Nozomi pull his pistol and shoot Nojiko. We also saw some flashbacks to the reliving the moment of Bellemare's death being shot by Arlong and the violence associated with that. There's self-injurious violence of Nami actually first drawing a knife to try to stop Jen-san from leading the villagers to fight, but he grabbed the blade of her knife and bluffed her, and so the knife got thrown to the ground. But then she picked up the knife and actually stabbed herself in the shoulder repeatedly in her upper arm because she was stabbing the tattoo, the Arlong tattoo.
Good. Do we have any last thoughts on this episode?
Looking forward to seeing Luffy kick Arlong's butt. And also, what new move might he have thought of that involves a pinwheel? To be continued.
Aha, very good. And so this will conclude Indeed. Our impressions and guide on anime episode 37. Thank you for listening. We'll see you next time on Beginner's Guide to One Piece. Yarr!